I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. Valeriano, 85 years old, is enjoying a glass of fresh, clean water. He lives in a small town on the Nicaraguan coastline where the only accessible water was salty. That is, until a CRS program brought in equipment needed to provide clean water. Valeriano shares, "Before, I used to get sick from my stomach more often. I think it was because of the water." All around the world, people know water is life. Water is indeed a precious resource of the earth, providing life for all of God's creation. But with the rising ocean temperatures, scarcity of clean water threatens all of us. Climate change is producing more persistent droughts and increased flooding worldwide. The devastating consequences are felt most by impoverished communities like Valeriano's, who that suffer homelessness, hunger, and danger of illness and death without clean, safe water. Take a pause and speak to Jesus. What is Jesus and the church teaching us? Amos chapter 5, verse 24. Let justice surge like water, and goodness like an unfailing stream. Benedict XVI, World Day of Peace 2010. It is imperative that humankind renew and strengthen that covenant between human beings and the environment, which should mirror the creative love of God, from whom we come and towards whom we are journeying. Do I still wonder? Who do I know lacks free-flowing, clean water in my community, in other communities? What practical steps can I take to help assure that others can have clean water?